Everyone, I'm Devin from Michigan State in the U.S., and I'm going to talk to you today about a tool for subject headings and linked data that we've implemented for our digital repository at Michigan State. So the main idea of what I'll talk about today, and the sort of summary of what we've attempted to do, is to use linked data to provide contextual information about each subject term that's displayed on our digital repository pages, and to use the hierarchical relationships among subjects to encourage browsing and discovery of the repository and other data sources. So what we start with are FAST subjects, which FAST, that stands for Faceted Application of Subject Terminology, and it's built off of the Library of Congress subject heading, so it's similar to those. And so we start with a FAST ID for each individual subject heading, and we use that to search an API, which allows us to receive a selection of data points back, which I'll talk more about what those data points are in just a minute, but I just wanted to give you a sense of what I'm talking about here first. So this is one of the pages in the background of our repository with the subjects and authors and things like that. And then we have a little information icon that when clicked is activated, and it pulls up this display with more information about the subject itself, as well as some relevant links, which, as you'll see in a minute, the relevant links depend on the content of the subject itself. But generally, it includes a Wikipedia description of the subject in question and broader and related terms based on the FAST terminology. So there's two things that it's trying to do, the knowledge card, two key elements. One is contextual information from Wikipedia that aims to kind of give a little bit of a more depth of understanding to what the term is than just the term itself. And sometimes these can be unfamiliar, particularly in dissertation pages where they're hyper-specific. And then there's a set of connections to related terms and narrower terms that can help users find related items that are kind of parallel to the one in question. So here's a few more examples of some of what the knowledge cards are. So in addition to things like the Wikipedia information and the narrower terms, we also include links to synonymous terms in other vocabularies at other databases. So we have links here to JSTOR and a couple of these, and to PubMed to link to get more information to find similar articles related to these in question. So it's possible to interact with them via screen reader or keyboard. We wanted to try to make them as accessible as possible. And you can see here also on some of these examples that there's different data points that are loaded depending on which type of resource we're looking at. So for instance, with a place name, you get things like country and capital and a link to view the place in Google Maps, and then the oddly labeled start date for a country. We should probably rename that, but this is the sort of information that we have for different types of materials. One of our major concerns in working with these is real estate. They're very sort of busy, and so our goal for the future is to kind of try to condense some of this information a bit more so that they're a bit easier to look at. So that's something we're working on kind of for the future. Now, of course, it can take a lot of time to query these APIs, so we use asynchronous calls. We like to be able to query the data live so that we get the most up-to-date information. And in fact, a side project of this one has been to go through and correct a lot of the strange linkages that happen in Wikidata, where the link from Wikidata, say, to a synonym term in another vocabulary is just wildly off. And so at first we had quite a few sort of strange connections, but the ones we found we've gone in and fixed, which is the great thing about Wikidata. So like I said, we make these calls asynchronously, and I'm sorry, this was supposed to be an animated GIF showing the eye icons appear as each one is loaded. So that happens in the first few seconds, hopefully, ideally, after the page loads. And then once they appear, they're activated, and you click them, and all the content is already there and appears. Okay. So via the API, the FAST API, we start by finding the broader and related terms with one query where we search for the subject and find its broader and related relatives. And then a second query where we search for which terms the given subject is broader than. So that's how we get sort of the narrower terms for each given subject. We then also cross-reference in our repository because sometimes there's a lot of related terms, a lot of narrower terms. So we do a quick search of our index to see if any of those are actually present in our repository so that, you know, linking to them will take you to something so that there's never a zero result page returned. So we do that sort of query first before we decide to display those related terms. Here's again kind of a rundown of the data that we get back. There's certain general information that comes for all of the terms that we query, and then there's more specific things based on whether it's a geographic name, corporate body, person, that sort of thing. And just to add, we've also expanded this beyond the repository a little bit, although not in production quite yet, adding it to our library catalog page. And we've tried to, actually we cleaned up a little bit the sort of display of information here to make it a bit more condensed, but this is just an example from our catalog of the same general thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the limitations and issues that we've run into. First, on the technical side, not every FAST term, of course, has an appropriate Wikidata entry, so in those cases, we can't provide quite as much information. Hopefully, we still have the related terms or the narrower and broader ones. But there's not often that contextual information or a thumbnail or that kind of thing. There's also just differences in kind of how the data is modeled between these different data stores. So for instance, you know, I have the example here of asparagus. Wikidata is hyper-specific about asparagus, where there's different entries for the genus asparagus and the species, and just asparagus generally as, you know, a vegetable. Whereas in FAST and LCSH, these are just, there's just asparagus. So there's no way to go directly from those much more specific entries to the FAST one without losing some information. Another thing is names that change is another sort of small limitation. And lastly, just sort of more general thoughts about the limitations. I don't know if anyone here happened to be at the Digital Library Federation in 2018, but I thought one of the keynote speakers put it really nicely to say that Wikipedia needs its own lens of both caution and possibility, and that both those things are present in it, and the idea is maybe not to let those sort of contradict and cancel each other out. Also, you know, there's been a lot more discussion certainly back at my home institution and in the region about the limitations of the Library of Congress subject headings, which are the basis for this work as well. They're incomplete and they're incredibly slow to change. I don't know if other of the national libraries hereabouts are similar, but that's another limitation that we face. And so we're working to correct that as well by adding some sort of local terms that can replace or augment the national ones. So that's about it. I'd be glad to answer any questions quickly if you have them now, or feel free to talk to me later if there's anything you're curious about. Thank you.